All right, we'll move on to item number six. Discussion and possible action on inducement agreement with respect to the issuance of bonds to finance facilities for the TXU Corporation or related business entities in Robertson and McLennan counties. By John Hall.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is an item that you all seen similar items in the past, and in fact, in the either the last quarterly board meeting or the one prior to that, you passed a similar inducement resolution. As you've seen in the paper, there's been a lot of activity on the part specifically of TXU, but even other energy companies in proposing to expand or build new plants in the area. In the case where there are plants that are in the Brazos River Basin, and they, of course, need, they have pollution control, or in this case, it's sewage and solid waste disposal facilities, in order to get tax-exempt financing, which is, of course, to their advantage from an interest rate standpoint, they must use an entity like us or some entity to be able to accomplish that. And so we issue or are asked to issue conduit debt for them in order to do so. And it's debt that's in our name, but all the liability and responsibility for repayment is on, in this case, TXU. And what we receive from it is a fee that has been put in place by that the board approved several years ago, a fee structure. In this case, 75 basis points of the par value of the amount of debt that's the pollution control bond debt or the tax-exempt debt. So what we're asking for here is this is an inducement resolution, which is really the first step that then allows the TXU to go out and to try to – they have to go out and obtain private activity bond money from the state bond lottery system. In order to be able to do this, because there's a limited amount of tax-exempt debt available in the marketplace that the state regulates. And this allows them to go and do that and to expend funds on their part and everything to do that. So this is a resolution that really tries to cover all of the upcoming projects that are in our area, in this case in Robertson and McLennan County. There's actually three projects, I believe, one of which, the Oak Grove Electric Generating Plant, is one that you've already approved in the last quarter or two. This is an additional amount to further expand that. And then Trading House Electric Generating Plant in McLennan County and then the Lake Creek Electric Generating Plant in McLennan County are the other two projects. And then the next, there's going to be another resolution, another agenda item immediately following that, which is really the bond resolution. This is just the inducement resolution, which, as I said, is the first step. And then there'll be a bond resolution that unfortunately is going to be a lot longer resolution to read than this one, but that will then give us the authority to actually execute if it comes to that. Now, some of this may not ever get issued, but we certainly want to get you all's approval to do so that the opportunity that they do, that TXU does come to issue, that we have the authority to do so and basically receive our fees. And to give you an idea of the financial implications of this, if, for instance, they were to issue all of this debt, and it would be done. Dan Culver is here also, by the way, with McCall Parkhurst, who is the bond counsel that wrote the resolutions and works with us on our part. Dan, this would probably be at least over a 2 or 3 year period of time.
Probably before 3 years,
because they can only get, again, so much bonding capacity to be able to do this. I think if you look in your write-up, this inducement resolution is for $550 million. And so it'll take some period of time. But if they were ultimately to sell bonds, all the bonds in that particular amount over time, we would receive in excess of $4 million in fees if all of that was done. So, and in fact, you may remember this year, we actually received $750,000 in fees from $100 million issuance, which was with TXU and the Oak Grove facility already that they actually issued. So, you know, we certainly have benefited from this over the last number of years.
John?
Yes?
One more point, since we're on budget later on today. These kinds of revenues are never budgeted. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Right. Yes. Very good point. We never budget or plan for this. This strictly is money that once we get it goes into our reserves and just helps to bolster our reserves. But we don't ever plan for it or build it in the rate-making process or anything.
John?
Yes?
This is, you know, it's on one of those things that's a sweetheart deal. What's the downside to it for the BRA?
And I'm not sure what the...
Resolution.
That's right. Yes, you're about to have the answer. Go, Dan, if you might respond to that.
We've been issuing these kind of debts since the early 80s. There's never been a default. The statute requires this be investment grade debt or it can't be issued in this manner. So it's hard to see the downside. It's kind of a win-win, really, because they get the lower borrowing costs. You get an issuance fee. And so they're issuing around the state now with three other river authorities, Sabine, Red River, and Trinity River. And they're looking at the fees pretty closely, but as John indicated, because these facilities are all in your basin, they have to do business with you. So it's your fee schedule, and I really don't see a significant downside to the authority.
And there's no one else allowed legally to do this within our basin?
Yes, there could be others.
But there haven't been?
No.
And this has nothing to do with our own ability to issue bonds for our own project?
No, because this is pure, this is not even showing up on your balance sheet. This is a footnote in your audit.
That's right.
Because they're the obligor on the debt.
And these are revenue bonds?
These are revenue bonds. They're general obligations of the company.
Of the company.
Right.
Thank you.
And this particular item and the next item are, of course, just these facilities with THU. We have been in conversation with Dan about possible projects that NRG may have where there might be an opportunity, and even in this case with possibly with LS Power. I think it was LS Power or something, LS Corp, which is here over here in Riesel. But that may or not come to fruition or may work out. We'll see. But it's just the THU.
All right. Any further questions or comments? If not, John, would you read the resolution?
Okay. Be it hereby resolved that the Banking and Finance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Whereas the Brazos River Authority and or an entity legally acting for on behalf of the authority, either or both being hereinafter called for convenience or reference, the authority is or are authorized to provide for the acquisition and construction of sewage and solid waste disposal facilities and to provide for the issuance of the revenue bonds for such purpose. And whereas THU Corp, parentheses the company, is Texas Corporation duly formed and in good standing under the laws of the state of Texas and has requested that the authority enter into an agreement setting forth the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the benefit of the company to finance certain sewage and solid waste disposal facilities at properties owned by the company in Robertson and McLennan Counties, Texas. And whereas it is appropriate for the authority to enter into an inducement agreement, in parentheses the agreement, with the company which sets forth the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue such revenue bonds for the aforesaid purposes. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, that Section 1, the preambles hereto are incorporated and made a part of this Section 1, there is hereby authorized the following actions. 1, the Board approves the agreement in the form presented to the Board at the meeting at which this resolution was adopted. 2, the presiding officer, or in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the board is authorized to execute the agreement and deliver it to the company for execution by the company and the secretary of the board, or in her absence, an assistant secretary is authorized to attest such signature. 3, the terms and conditions under which the authority may issue revenue bonds for the company shall be as set forth in the agreement. And 4, the presiding officer, or in his absence, the vice presiding officer of the authority, and McCall Parkhurst and Horton, LLP, bond counsel, is hereby authorized to act on behalf of the authority in executing any documents to be filed with the Texas Bond Review Board and making any necessary applications to the Texas Bond Review Board for allocation of the State of Texas Private Activity Bond Authority on behalf of the company that may be required for the purpose of issuing the revenue bonds described in the agreement as tax-exempt obligations.
Thank you, John. Call the roll, please.
We're going to vote here.
You need a motion.
I'm sorry. We've got to have a motion. Motion and second, please.
I'll move.
Suzanne Becker. Motion. Second. Bob Bayonne. Call the roll, please.
Director Skaggs.
Yes.
Director Baker.
Yes.
Director Bayonne.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.